would like you to lift your voice to God. I would like you to pray and say, Father, have your way with me tonight. Have your way with me, Holy Spirit, have your way. It's with you if you pray for your head, for you to be able to take out. I believe you have a petition. Can you ask the Lord to please speak to you specifically, that you will not go back the same. Oh Lord, have your way. Oh Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. In the name of Jesus.
As you pray.
Mighty name, we are worshiping. We want to say a word of prayer before we sit down and listen to God's word. Psalm 119 verse 9 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. I read again. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. I want to say a few words of prayer as it has been impressed in my heart. First of it is to ask the Lord for yourself, the Father, everything on my way that is a defiler, everything that is impure, everything that defiles me, everything on my path, everything in my life, everything that is making my way impure, tonight give me deliverance. Can you lift your voice to God? If you are desirous of your life, your ways in life, going direct in the way of the Lord, can you lift your voice and say, Father, I come to you today. Lord, you know me that I know myself. Every defiler on my path, everything that defiles in my life, everything that brings defilement to me, Lord, give me victory tonight. Open my eyes of understanding. Lord, help my life, oh God, that I will walk worthy of you. Lord, that my ways will be pure before you, that my life will be acceptable before you. Can you please lift your voice to God? Mamo shatala huli takata ina. Eterebo shatala lali lalabaha. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I'm trusting God for you. I want you to lift your voice to God and pray that whatever the enemy has done that has put you on a trajectory that is leading to destruction. Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, isn't it? But the end thereof is what? And if a man knows the way he's going, he's leading to destruction. I don't think any sensible man will proceed on that road. So you want to pray that every ignorance in me, every work of the enemy that has positioned me on a journey into destruction, but back to life by your word, deliver me, O God. I would like you to pray. I don't see you pray. Every path that I'm following and the end thereof is to move me away from your intention part of my life. Everything that is on my path, every association, every relationship, every knowledge, every prejudice that is keeping me on the journey into error, Baba, deliver me tonight. Baba, deliver me tonight. I am here, oh Lord, that you will burn my life. You will help my life. Lord, let your word come with power to deliver me from my error. Oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Maybe the last prayer I will proceed. Yoruba says, interpretation. When a sheep begins to follow and walk in the path that dogs are following, when a sheep is associated with a dog for a while, what happens? The sheep will consider sheep as a good meal.
Dogs eat shit, isn't it? Not foreign dogs, right? Okay. But we know that Bible categorizes people that does not know the living God as what? Dogs. Say outside are dogs. Say dogs, the dog has gone back to his vomit. You see a dog, and then he pours something out, and then he puts mouth into it again. Now, I'm sharing that with you for you to pray. And as I'm praying that prayer, I don't know if it is here, but you saw yourself of very recent, you had an encounter with a dog. Please, as you pray this prayer, come to this altar. Either the dog was about to bite you or he eventually bites you, that you. If you had anything of such, please, the Lord would like to cancel whatever that is indicating. So as you lift your voice, say, Father, every association of dogs, every association that will lead to my downfall, every relationship that is meant for my doom, Baba, deliver me by your power. Can you please pray? Can you please pray? Can you please pray? If any of such dimension is there, please, can you come? Can you come? You had a dream, you saw a dog, you were pursued by a dog, or you were almost beaten by a dog, whatever it is. Whatever it is. And if it does not happen, the power of the Lord cancels it. Can you please pray? Can you pray? Can you pray? Every demonic influence, every manipulation of my mind, every rejection of the word of God, every embracement of evil ways, everything I have embraced, every ideology that I have adopted that is not meant for my destiny. Oh Lord, deliver me tonight. Deliver me tonight, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I came with a burden, and I would like you to catch that burden. I will just share with the pastor. It doesn't happen often, but I have seen such situations before. When there's a ministration somewhere, on my way, or I was there, there will just be something, and I didn't really know that God was set to do something. It is well. Hallelujah. So we've seen a sign that shows that God is set for something tonight. Some of us have been having debates, marital destiny, career. You just have the notion that things could have been better. Hallelujah. The Lord will want to help such tonight. And I decree and declare that the power of God, as He has kept you thus far, He will bring about a breakthrough for you in the name of Jesus. But you know, as the word of God will come in, many times what has happened was we have embraced a way that is not the Lord's way. Many of us have embraced an idea, we have believed a lie, we have not risen in the way of the Lord. Oh God, we have not followed the path of the will of God that would have brought about a timely and time of God for our lives. And so I want you to be sincere in place of prayer and say, Father, help my disobedience, forgive my disobedience, help my heart to begin to embrace your will. That's an intro to what God is speaking to us now. Can I say, Lord, as your word is coming, Lord, so that I may enter into my inheritance, that I may enter into my testimony, Lord, bring help to me. Open my understanding. Give me grace and willingness to let go. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, Father, we thank you. Lord, we are grateful and we are hopeful that as we have spoken to your ears, you will hear us. Lord, you will answer our prayers. As we proceed, O God, tonight, bless us in your word. Bless us in your word. Remove every veil. Oh God, remove every veil. In the name of Jesus.
that which you are set to do, Father, bring it about. I surrender to you. Lord, let it please you to flow through me. Bless every word that comes from my mouth. Give me utterance according to me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. With Jesus' joy, I want to say thank you for the consideration. Thank you to our pastor in the house. Dajiwale, thank you, sir. God bless you. We want to thank the youth leadership for allowing us to come and be a blessing. And my prayer is that indeed you will be blessed in Jesus' name. Help me appreciate my ministers that came all the way from Kagi and calling us down. God bless you for coming. I pray the Lord will bless you as well in Jesus' name. Please be expectant. I felt I need to let you know that the Lord works in diverse ways with his servants. And if we are here, it means God has sent us. Bible says in John chapter 1 that there was a man sent by God. His name is John. What that means is God do send men. So with that, let your heart be open. Say, Lord, send this man to me. Are you with me? Send this man to me. So if God will answer your prayer, he will drop what you need in my mind, in my mouth. Are we together? I got a team text that says, how can the youth keep his way? And I was deliberately going to want to inquire for that. The detail of that statement. I decided to rely on what the Lord will interpret it to me, and that whatever he says to me will be what God wants you to hear. Are we together? And I quoted a scripture in Psalm 119 verse 9 that says, how can the youth, where we are, will the youth do what? Keep his way pure. And that scripture went further to try to give us insight or an answer to the same question. And which was, what? What did your own Bible say? If you are reading, read, let us hear. Can we hear another version of Psalm 119 verse 9? Nobody has a different version. All of us are carrying King James. Some of us don't even have one. That's King James you are reading. I want to hear another version of the same Bible verse. Okay, what version do you have, sir? Easy to read, okay? How can a young person live a pure life? By obeying your word. Okay, that is it to read. There's another version. How can a young man keep his way pure? By guiding it according to what? According to your word. So that has given us a clue. But I would like to start with a few introduction. That this thing is a question. How can a youth keep his way? This suggests automatically that we are here to primarily receive answers to this question. But not just answers, I believe the answers we are going to get must be Christ-centered, Bible-based, and answers that are relevant to practical Christianity. Answers that will provoke us to begin to keep our ways, continue to keep our ways pure and right before God. So that the objective of answering this question is that you and I may get God's approval. I want to repeat that. Why you have come to learn in these 2 days, why we are here under God, is to learn how to keep our ways pure, right, to keep our ways the way God will approve it and say, this one has done what I expected. And I want to quickly introduce that when you get God's approval, then your life is settled. Your time on earth will be what it should be. And for here and hereafter, you will ever need God's approval. What is God's approval? God's disposition towards a man that proves that God is indeed happy with your ways. Praise the name of the Lord. Gaining God's approval in order to get his best for our lives here and hereafter. So we are trusting God to consider several scriptures that speaks into this topic and follow diligently the dimension of understanding that God will be bringing us to. Number one, I'll be speaking to understand the why a youth should keep his or her way. Before we go to how you can keep your way, the first objective of this teaching and encounter with God is to understand the why. Why should I keep my way? Then we'll go further to knowing God's verdict and acknowledge our nature. There's a God's verdict on a man's way. We'll be knowing the status and tendencies of our ways as a youth naturally. And thirdly, we'll be knowing the how of keeping our way, and then we'll be praying together. I pray for you that this world will be coming. You will receive revelations in Jesus' name. Amen. Your image does not look as if you are looking for one. So without much ado, understanding the why before the how, number one. Why should I keep my way pure? I just mentioned it. It is number one in order to be stopped and gain his approval. Number one objective, why you must take all attention to say, what we are about to hear tonight, is it really necessary? If you don't have God's approval over your life, you will go through life struggling. You will go through life without results. When the Lord says, I know the thought I have towards you, they are thought of what? Good and not evil, to bring you well to an expected end. Without God's approval, without pleasing God with our lives, the expected end is a facade. It will only remain in expectation. Number two, and I've mentioned that everything we are looking for in life as youth, as singles, it is delivered to us as God approves our life per time. It is God's approval that translates to an inner access to his grace. It is God's approval over your life that brings about a delivery of your inheritance to your hand. Are we together? Hello? I said it is God's approval that deliver what? Let me repeat it so you can get it. It is God's approval over a man's life that delivers into that man's hand his or her what? Inheritance. Acts chapter 26, verse 16. Verse 18. Let me make a quick reference before we proceed. I felt I need to quickly do a little emphasis on that so that your expectation will be high. Acts chapter 26, verse 18. I should read.
Who is reading for us?
To open their eyes.
To open their eyes.
To call them from darkness to light.
Uh-huh.
And from the power of Satan unto God.
Uh-huh.
That they may receive forgiveness of sin.
Uh-huh.
And inheritance among them, which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Amen. Amen. Please, did you see what God is telling Apostle Paul, that I have called you, anointed you for this reason? This is summary of ministry. This is the reason why we come to church. Your eyes are open. Our brother was telling us that God will speak, open our eyes. You are turned from darkness to light. I believe many of us that has happened. And if it has not, tonight you are getting turned. I didn't hear your amen.
Amen.
And this is a continuous work. And that you are turned from power of Satan to power of God. So wherever Satan has been manipulating your life, God says, when you come to Him, that changes, isn't it? Power of God will need to manifest in your life. They said you will receive forgiveness of sins. Is that not why Jesus shed His blood for us? Forgiveness of sins, sanctification, justification, all of that by the word He did on the cross. And inheritance. If you want to call it prosperity message, this is a better prosperity message. As a child of God, you have food for sustainability by your Father, two of us. All our days are that you get getting those food. Eh? But the food is different from inheritance. So when Baba is going, you say, "Omo mi," say, "Yes, sir." Nobody knows the day. So I need to tell you something. Say that you talk like that. Say the day. You see, we have been going to Baba social place together. Say on our way, I've not told you before. Do you see that building that is at the junction? Say yes, it is my own. Ah, that is say yes, it is my own. But I do not want to know, that's why I did not tell anybody. But your mother knows. So the people that are managing it, they give us money and all of that. But I'm telling you now, so you go and meet this person, he will tell you what to do. And that's about handing over what he meant. When somebody dies, they read a will, isn't it? And they say, this is what this person said, she went to this person, she went to that person. God the Father, to whom you have come by faith in Jesus, said, as many that believe it, He gave them power to what? Become what? Sons of God. If you are a son, you have an inheritance. Now, inheritance in the kingdom is dynamic. The inheritance of the saints as a youth, as a young person, if you will understand it, you can grow. Galatians chapter 4 gave us a condition for that inheritance. Is there any Bible student here who can quote what is there? About pastor. Galatians chapter 4 from verse 1. Okay, now, maybe scripture should help us. We are learning. Please pay attention. Now I say that the heir, who did he wish? What is heir?
Son.
Holy Son.
The one that is rightful to
the inheritance. Now the heir, as long as he is a child, different nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, the owner of the entire estate. Continue. But his under tutors and governors was the time appointed of the Father. Let's go back to Acts chapter 26. We are talking about why should you keep your way. And we are quickly, I needed to emphasize this before I move further, that your inheritance will be a waste. You do not learn to keep your way. And I said, in the kingdom of God that we are here about, your inheritance is not on the, you know, Bible says houses and inheritance are from fathers. It's not about land, property, somewhere now. Your inheritance will lead to kingdom grace, kingdom exploit, kingdom assets, kingdom mysteries that the Lord will be trusting into your hand
Your inheritance relates to access to souls of men that God will be trusting you about to bring to the knowledge of Christ. Your inheritance relates to your spiritual gifts and grace. Your inheritance relates to promises of God, the things that you are about in life, your purpose. And the Bible says they said to grow until the time appointed, you are not different from the same. The way to grow is what we have come to learn tonight. Why should I give my way? Because as I gain God's approval, God deliver part time my inheritance into my life. Is somebody excited about that? No, I didn't see the same thing about that. Let me inform you, and elders in the house can bear witness. You get to a stage in life, either as a male or a female, if you have not entered into your inheritance in God, whatever you have attained in the world system, you will soon be tired. You will soon feel frustrated. If you are not working with God now, if you are not learning to keep your ways now, as you age, you will realize, like the movie we just saw, that all you wanted to do, is that what the good movie was about? Now he has zeal for his late work. I pray for you that your inheritance will not miss you in Jesus' name. Say it better, amen. Amen. I have to do this so that I can control myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two, why you should keep your ways before the how is because your youth age is a later part of your morning session of life and actually is a seeding time. Learning to keep your ways in the ways of the Lord now is a seed you are sowing. It is an opportunity God has given to you to be a youth. And I ask you, what have you been sowing? What you have been sowing, what you are sowing, and what you will sow, you will reap in the nearest future. I'm not cursing you. It's the reality of life. Your afternoon season and your night season is actually predictable without prophetic gifts. We just look at your ways. We can tell how you will end. Is anybody in agreement? And I asked the question, I said, check your family. Look around. Can you not tell the end of some elders based on the story of their previous life? Hello, my name is witness. Can you prove that how you live your life in your youth life will determine how your end will be? So this is the reason why we must learn how to keep our ways. I'm bringing facts in the word of God and reality of life to us, so that we are not just considering, you know, that man, what he said. Oh, we are all of us. I'm saying, please, can you make a decision tonight that I want to keep my ways right before God? Praise the name of the Lord. Number three, because your youthful age is full of temptations to express your carnal desires. Your youthful age is full of temptations to experience all lustful desires and natural tendencies. So if you don't learn now to keep your ways in the way of the Lord and to keep your ways right, you will go your own way before us. Did somebody hear that? Did you hear me, ma'am? There are saints in the house here. I said, as a youth, there's something David said, forgive me the sins of my youth, sir. He said, flee what? Adulthood lost. Is that what the Bible says? What did the Bible say you should flee? What does that suggest? The age we are in, teenage upward, till you become an adult, so to say, is a period where there are several lusts. And when I say lusts, I don't mean sexual lusts, primarily. Several desires occupy our mind.
You are agitated. You want to achieve so many things. And some people are looking at me and saying, I want to be to them. You are full of ideas. You are opening this, you are drawing that. They tell you, sit that time sitting over here. Your youthful age is full of several temptations to make several decisions. But the reality is that as you are making those decisions, you are already defining your future. Two of us. Oh, as you are sitting here and you are looking at me, I can see your mind that you can remember some decisions you have made that you have regretted. And so, when you learn to keep your way right, you have little, less, or no regrets. I'm giving the reason why you should be sensitive tonight and take this serious. What God will be speaking with us in this 2 weeks. I used to tell you, I said, don't think we were not there. We can tell what you are going through. As you are packaging, we see finish what you are packaging. There is a way you are walking, and we say, the way this sister is doing these days, something is fishy. And if they come there, say, what is the judge in your tree? I got one good right. Let me finish it. Elder, come and swear in and go beyond before. Thank God for our lives. But if you ask daddy, we have a great flow. So when you see a pastor laboring, trying to talk to you, trying to correct, you know, it's only not trusting God that if you will be willing and obedient, your regret will be needed. Grace will carry you that your regret will not be permanent. I know I said I have God, and I know God is one person. I felt as I was about coming here, I see my clothes. See us where my laptop started. I said, I just deleted the idea that, oh, somebody will be delivered tonight. So I'm not looking at your faces. I know that God will bring something to someone. Why should you learn to keep your ways? Because you are in a very, very dangerous time of your life. I have mentioned that your youth age is the later part of your morning session. Your life is, somebody say morning, afternoon, evening, and night. Somebody say morning, afternoon, and night. Either one. I shall know that since your childhood till when were you sensible? Give me age. When did you start thinking about life? Oh, let me tell them. I will meet somebody. I like response. When do you start thinking right? 12. Ah, that is like Jesus. Jesus knew purpose at 12, I mean. 15. For some, it's 17, 18, 19, 20. So, whenever stage you mention, can you recover the ages that you have used to grow? When you say to yourself, can you make a decision for yourself at 12? No, you are still under your parents.
Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seemeth right to a man, to a natural man, the end is destruction. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 to 7. So you must acknowledge that except the Lord, you will go your own way. So, the understanding number one, what was it? The why before the how. Number one, in order to please God and gain his approval. And you said when you gain his approval, what happened? He began to deliver into your hand part time access to your inheritance. Amen. I pray for you that you will enter your inheritance on time in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Number two, why should we learn the ways of the Lord? Because our youth age is the morning part of our life and is a seed time. So what we learn now will become what we will build on later. Are we together? In character, in behavior, in understanding. And that will determine when and what God will do with us. You remember when Prophet Samuel came to Jesus' house? God said, I have chosen a man, isn't it? So God was going to pour oil on someone. Did anybody know that God was looking for a youth? Hello? If you don't answer me, I will stand to God. Did they put up that anywhere that Kereo Konile Kosofa Lidu? God wants to replace the king and is looking for anybody that. So everybody put your life in order. Did God answer? God just kept looking. The Bible said, I have found. So when God said, I have found, it means he searched. I'm here to announce to someone that God is still searching. And I'm here to tell you that what you are hearing tonight, God is hanging it on your head that you have been told. Because in the next 5-10 years, God will pour oil on someone. That oil will be oil to transport you into the presidency. Where at that time Nigeria will be making sense. You will not forget my prophecy. That one man spoke 10 years ago that 10 years to come, the story of Nigeria will have changed. So God is searching and he doesn't just come that day. He comes again and again. Say I found a man. How was God doing that? According to knowledge. David's approach to the sheep, David's willingness to risk his life with ordinary sheep was a proof to God that this one can lead him to God. What you've been learning in these short days and I'm going to be building upon you is to maybe change your trajectory. The way you have been living your life anyhow, you don't take sheep, you have been falling and rising, right? You are only denying your inheritance. I'm here to announce you that when God pours oil on a man, that man becomes anointed. The Bible does say, from the day oil was poured on David, the Spirit of the Lord was with him.
Understanding the why before the how, because God desires that we keep his own way, not ours. I'll be speaking more into that. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. I would like you to write down Psalm 37, verse 34. Haggai chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs 23, 26. Abraham was an example in Genesis. But I'll be speaking more into that in a short while. But all the scripture I quoted now make reference to the fact that God desires that we keep his own way. Can we read Proverbs 23:26? Proverbs 23:26. If you are there in your book, can you read? Don't wait for the screen.
My son,
give me thy heart. And let thy eyes do what? Let thy eyes do what? Please keep this in your heart and come to it. Maybe tomorrow will be permitting us to speak more. Tomorrow we'll be speaking about give me thy heart. So this foundation we are laying now is to build us gradually to the matter of in keeping your ways is to keep God's ways, which can only be kept when God has taken your heart and he has worked on it. Then he put his laws in your heart, put his spirit in your heart, and then you can buy what God has done to you on the inside. Keep his ways. My son, give me thy heart, and let my eyes do what? Observe my ways. That's an intro to let you know God wants us to observe his ways and learn his ways. Psalm 37 verse 34, what does it say? Haggai chapter 1 verse 7, who is there? I've quoted many scriptures. You can open and read.
First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9. Is it only this sister that is here? Please sit down, man. Thank you. I'm waiting for others to open and read. Some people are here to just spectate. That will not be right. Psalm 37, verse 34. Wait on the Lord.
And keep his ways.
And he shall exalt thee. And he shall do what? And he shall do what? So do you see a promise? An instruction with a promise. Wait on the Lord and do what? The little you can do is to read what's on the screen. Wait on the Lord and do what?
Keep his ways.
When you keep his ways, what will happen to you?
And he shall exalt
thee. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Continue now.
When
the wicked are caught up, thou shalt see it. God gets instructing everywhere. God spoke concerning Abraham, said, I know Abraham. What did God say he knew about him? To do what? To observe, to keep my ways. What are the assumptions we must conclude on? The verdict, the things we must know as a prerequisite for you to know how to keep these ways we are talking about. Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 11 is a little long, but the summary of it is God said, my ways are not
your ways.
So are my thoughts not what? Why did God say that? This is a preservation declaration. When we are saved, according to scriptures in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 11 and verse 14, he said, we have the spirit of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. Say, a natural man cannot comprehend spiritual things. So that's what God is saying, that as a natural man that you are, my ways are not your ways. And when God was speaking that, he was advising. So I will leave you to read Isaiah 55, verse 6 to 11. The natural man is wicked, unrighteous, and unfaithful, but God is faithful and righteous. So suppose a man who is born of God. So God seeks men to seek him and to seek his ways. Hosea chapter 14, verse 9. I would like us to read that. Hosea 14, 9. Please, are you learning something tonight? I'm laying foundations, but I'm also thinking I need to rush so that we can lay a good one before we'll be proceeding. What does it say?
Who is wise?
That he
may understand these things.
Uh-huh.
Who then?
Uh-huh.
That he may know them.
Uh-huh.
For the ways of the Lord are wise.
Uh-huh.
And the uncompromising.
Uncompromising.
Uncompromising. God shall walk in them. For all transgressors shall tremble and fall in them.
Praise the Lord. Please be excited for the word of God. The things we'll be hearing, God is telling us that if you are wise, you will pay attention. Say, I am wise.
I am
not a fool. So I will pay attention to the word of God. Who is wise? He shall understand these things. Prudent, he shall know them. What are they to know and understand? For the ways of the Lord are right. I would like to quickly begin to introduce to you that your assumption or your pre-knowledge must be that your ways, natural ways, are not correct. In you dwell nothing good except the Spirit of the Lord. Every youth is rebellious. That can you bear witness that it is natural with a youth not to want to obey instruction. Oh, a brother is coming around you, and maybe by church arrangement, you felt needed to inform pastor, and the next instruction is that the firain sealed. The firain sealed. You know what you mean? For now, don't see each other. I want to pray about it. For now, don't see each other. I need to sort some things out. I'm just telling you so you hear me now. True that I know, even though I don't know you. As you step out of the pastor's office, something in you says,
But why? We have prayed through. I know it's my own. We have spoken. So, if God will not help you, the next discussion you are having is that Pastor has said his own. We will be seeing what could be. That's a rebellious act. That's a need. That's a need. Now, that's the way they say, what you don't do. What is you naturally wants to do? And now, unfortunately, there are ideologies everywhere on the internet, so called pastors and preachers who have crowds behind them and they are big in stature. They are pushing out ideologies, doctrines, principles that are not in Christ. And because they are loud, we that we are not loud, to be remain with Christ, we sound foolish and appealing. Shine your eyes! Yes. Please, always shine your eyes with God and everyone. Marry your friend! Hey. Many ideologies that sounds sensible. And they are helping your own already puffed rebellious act to do what you want to do. But should you be subject to the word of God to say, this person is a child of God? He said, I was asking his sister, I said, can you tell if this person is born again? He said, I don't know for you. I said, I'm perfect. She's made up her mind. I'm getting married. He said, if you go on, you born again. It's supposed to make sense that this person, but because somebody has shown you care, because the time of your lack of money, somebody has dropped money in your account. You have not seen anybody in the recent time that has shown much love, in quotes. You are not hearing the word of God. So I'm only saying that let's agree that in us dwells nothing good. So we are here to enroll into the school of learning the ways of God under Christ. So that the inheritance, the blessings, the relevance, the anointing, your life will make sense. It's not by power, it's not by making arrangements. If you carry the spirit will find expression. Did somebody hear that?
God said, my ways are not your ways. You need to know that your natural inclination, human worldview, reasoning, and ways are not God's ways. Naturally speaking. If anybody is making life difficult for you, please, what is the natural thing to do? I'd like to send you to respond.
You have one, God bless you.
But is that God's way? No, you be careful before you answer. If somebody is giving you a tough time at work, what is natural worldview ideology?
You avoid.
But if I quote scripture to you that said, avoid no evil man. Do not resist an evil man. Is it Bible? You can say, Father, you are disappointed, it's okay, hold on. When Bible says in 1 Peter, in 2nd, that said that if you suffer for doing good and you take it with God's conscience, God is happy with you. Is that a good God? You did right, but they said you are the one that is wrong. And Bible said you take the suffering and you will not. Bible said Jesus, he did no wrong, but they reviled at him, but he did not revile back, but instead he committed himself to God who is able to judge righteously. That's God's will. So if you are going to be a youth that God will pour oil on tomorrow, give you favor, make you a relevant woman of God, who, let me inform you, the children that are giving birth to now, they will become teenagers in 3 years, isn't it? At that time, you will become a madam, isn't it? If you don't learn God's ways now, should they come your way, you will stand at your destiny. When you are being taught prayer, confirmation, courtship, and marriage, and you want to jump the gun, you say, which one is prayer? I like me, you like me. We went to school together, we have been friends for long. Which one is prayer? I have peace in my heart. And you already think that the pastor is delaying you
by giving you instructions around or bring the brother and asking the brother who is your pastor when what was the last thing God told you, and the brother is looking for what God told him, but now God has told him by his wife. He said, "Pastor, why are you talking about marriage? Because I'm having weakness in my spirit that some of you will get married soon." But you need to know the ways into it. So when you did not follow God's way to marry your own marriage, you jumped the gun, you did it the way you want. Should any youth come your way, either in fellowship, either in school, wherever, and say, "Sir, see, I want to marry this guy," say, "Ah, I find your no reason." So God, have you heard that lesson? Do you know you guys will be God for that brother? Do you see what I'm talking about? If you don't learn the things of God now, and somebody will say, this mommy said, anywhere you are not celebrated, one apostle say, when you are not celebrated somewhere, excuse yourself and locate where you are what? Celebrated. When Bible says that God is raising tutors and guidance, when God will use your boss to finish all the remaining pride in you, when God will use your neighbor to teach you tolerance, are you with me here?
Yes, sir.
When God will use situation of life to remove the remaining works of flesh, even though you are born again. So your interpretation of situations is not natural anymore because you have been taught the ways of God. God was doing miracles for Israelites, and God made the secret in Hebrews. He said, "They always err in their heart, they never learn my ways." Moses that learned God's way, he still made error. So the people that did not human learn it, they finish in wilderness. I'm here to announce to someone that I don't know the percentage that you're practicing, but the desire of this pastor here is that you will not be religious, but you will follow God. You will gather share before God. You will walk with God. Enoch walked with God and he was no more. That you begin a Christian journey that it will not be coerced of. And you are not being spiritism to say the Lord said. The Lord said, not me. Because you hate the Lord. The Lord has taught you to hear him. By situations of life, by training, by the word of God, you know when God is speaking. God has corrected you. He has removed motion of sin. He has exposed you, revealed secrets, and all of that. We are women, but we have this vessel, this treasure in getting this. Are we together? So, if you do not agree with God that you have tendencies that are not going to take you to heaven, then you cannot remain God's ways. Because by the time you start bringing the ways of God out, how your heart can take you into hell, then you will not be willing to accept and follow. I need to round up now. You need to agree and conclude as assumption that the way of man is equal to the manner of life and imagination of his thoughts. So when you say, "How can a man keep his way?" If your way is not correct, don't keep it, you discard it. What did I say? You discard it. So that's where we'll be bringing ourselves to in place of prayer tonight, and we'll see what God will be doing with us tomorrow. The way of a man is simply the way he or she lives his life daily, in daily thoughts, in daily words and actions, reaction, decision, direction of his or her values, beliefs, and pursuits in life. A man's way is a product of his intent and the imagination of his heart. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 29, and 1 John 3, 7. Your way is equal to your life. What you do. That was a whoever does righteousness is what? Is righteous.
If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that
does righteousness is born of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So your ways are your life. Your ways are the things you do. So as you are listening to me tonight, as you'll be praying, I'll be asking that some of us will repent of secret sins. Don't be embarrassed. Don't let this night pass you by. As I receive, I have declared. You know you are struggling with secret sins. You don't like yourself, you don't like it, but it's being written.
Nobody knows what it is. But if, you know, just anyone that has not cast, that has not sinned before, should cast the first stone before God. I will need you to come to the altar and just settle with God, so that you go back justified. Did you hear me? Hello? Did you hear me? Justified. Because you are willing, you are sincere with God. God's ways is learnable, followable, and adoptable. There is a way in Christ. Paul spoke about his ways in the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, and Acts chapter 18, verse 25, there is a way in Christ. So what's the summary of what I've said so far? You remember there is a way of the tree of life. In the garden, and the cherubs with a flaming sword kept that way, so that flesh and blood must not inherit the kingdom of God. The natural life and the way of man cannot become partakers of divine nature. The old must go for the new to come. If you realize that your ways are not God's ways, what God is asking for us tonight, and as we begin to look at the how, is to surrender our way. That scripture we read said, "My son, give me your heart." Genesis chapter 6, verse 12 shows to us that the intent that God looked upon the earth and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted what? What has they corrupted? Our ways are corrupted. Our ways are corrupted. And so, don't argue with God. The way to tree of life, God will not allow the corrupted heart to access it. So what did he do, sir? A flaming sword. As I bring this to a close tonight and call us to prayer, there is a way that we must not go, and people have gone in that way. Bible says, do not go the way of Adam. Bible says, do not go the way of Cain. Jude chapter 1, verse 11. These people that they said do not go their way, they had attitude, character, behavior that God was not going to approve, isn't it? And God said, let such attitude not define you. Bible says, do not go the way of Esau. Do not go the way of Judas Iscariot. But the apostle said, consider our ways. David the life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and what? How can you keep your way? Proverbs 23, verse 26 again. And before we read that, I would like to suggest that you recognize and acknowledge your way tonight. Submit your ways to the Lord. Surrender your heart to the Lord. These are what you'll be building on tomorrow. By the way of crucifixion, believe and embrace the Lord's way by observing and learning his ways through disciplinary dealings, for which God makes your ways his ways. And then you love the Lord with your heart. The call to prayer tonight is in that Genesis where the Bible said, a flaming sword keep the way of the tree of life. We all must assess the tree of life. Jesus said, anyone that overcomes
as I overcame, I will give what? Access to the children. As I'm speaking, you have a witness in your heart that my ways are not in the way of the Lord. I've lived in disobedience, I've lived in ignorance, I've lived in lust, I've lived in the lie, I've done things the way I want, I don't listen to instruction, I don't even pray to God, I don't see the need, when I try it, it doesn't work, I don't fellowship with the Holy Ghost, I'm full of myself, I'm full of pride, you dare not talk against me, you dare not touch me, I cannot tolerate nonsense, I cannot enjoy any hardship. That event in Genesis, that the flaming sword kept the way, can I announce to you that Jesus was the first to let the sword have effect on him? God put the sword there, not as a permanent blockage, to say nobody should have access to this room. But because of the nature of man now, something was happening to that Adamic nature before you can take possession of the tree of life. You know, God said, lest man take the tree of life, he sent him out of the garden. Isn't it? If man should take the tree of life with a carnal nature, then that scripture that said, if you have tasted of the way of God, you have learned the truth. He said, those who have been exposed to the word of God, he said, if they backslide, to repent is difficult. Am I making sense? That's the same thing God wanted to avoid. He said, when a man has become a man of God, and he said, Father, I am here as you have told me, oh Lord, five of them that they must enter into something now. Locate them. Holy Ghost! He said, wow, power, fire. I mean, say, yes, that's it, that's it. And he's happy. Say, there's somebody there. You have been something at the back of your neck and don't build. There's something at the back of somebody's neck. Say, Father, let it go. Boom! Start to miracle. Fire. I mean, Bible says, when that man of God, now see, find they say, I carry grace. And begin to misbehave. Say, repentance. This is not difficult for such a person. I'm announcing to you tonight that should you know that something in you is not of God, that's what must land on you. That is the cross. It was that sword that is interpreted that Jesus needed to say, Father, must I go through this? This flaming sword, person. But the secret and the beauty and the mystery is that when this sword lands on you, you will resurrect. I didn't hear your amen. You are not excited about it. The way God did not tell them that if they eat the fruit, you know, he said they would die, but they didn't understand the mystery of death. When they were leaving Garden, the spokesman said, so this tree is so important. Say, we eat it, oh God, I will eat it, oh. Instead of them going, they should have just, that's what we just say, But that would have been the deliverance from the Adamic nature. That's why if you are here, you have not experienced the cross, you claim God again, you can tell by yourself the life you are living. Is it born again? You need to die to self. You need to look away. That's why you know that my disciple must do what? Must do what? Deny himself. Take his cross. When he said, my son, give me your heart. As we hear it tomorrow, why should you give God your heart? Maybe you can be the first partaker tonight. Your prayer, not just you praying it, you want it to be for your other. The good thing is that, if I say, if somebody does not decide to stop, you go your way. Your God. While I was deep in sin, God kept speaking to me. He was warning me. And I think it's grace for me to be hearing God's voice as I know with him. Are you with me? He said, you will soon scatter your life. Repent now. Repent now. When that thing was heavy, I repented. I repented. I said, Lord,
And if there was a special God used to book me, I was to do write exam. I was looking for my last result. I can't find it. And if you don't present your last result, they will not give you the new exam card. Because they want to check if you have carried over or not. I looked everywhere. So I just said, let me play music. Let me cool down now because I'm sweating. Time is going. And I was playing the music on my computer. And God was speaking. I was sick, crying in tears. I repented of all my errors, agitation. And I get it. Now, don't look at you. Go back to school. I will help you. I have forgiven you. I hate God, as I said. And I went. I stood in front of my school. I said, so you said you're welcome. How? So I saw, after 5 minutes, I saw two of my classmates coming out. See, crowd, everybody in the queue. He said, have you collected the exam card? He said, yes. You have not collected. I almost said, let them not say you do. You are not serious. I said, I've not collected. He said, why? My result, he said, ah. He said, okay, they just pick up. The best thing I've gone to meet in the exam computer room to help me print a new result. I said, I will go and write about that. On Friday, the exam is Monday. They called him out. He said, this is our friend is looking for his exam. She can't find. Can you just print another one? He said, what is his number? And they went in, printed it, came out, give me by his own hand. I was looking. Did you not remember I came like 3 hours ago? And I went and collected. He said, so you said you would help me because I repented of this and I did your God. Until you are ready to surrender and say, Lord, let that sword is a flaming sword. How I will lose my boyfriend. Oh, so I can't steal again. Oh, so I want to confess. Ha! So you know it's a sword now. Oh, so I need to repent. So I need to do this right. God says the same to die. Resurrect. They only talk about resurrection power when somebody has experienced death. Have you seen a living man resurrect before? Jesus' power of resurrection cannot work in your life. If you have not died, can we rise? How can you keep your grace by surrendering your grace? I'd like you to bow your knees to God. I'd like you to ask God. There's nothing good in my ways. There's nothing good in me naturally. But with your grace and with your power, with your spirit in me, with your help, I can begin to walk right before you. I would like you to begin to just tonight surrender to God. I don't know your own ways that must be surrendered to God. I don't know your own ways that must be surrendered to God. Can you please pray to God? If you have heard God's word tonight, can you pinpoint where you want to surrender? Is there an attitude? Is there a character? Who is that person that was rude to a mother? God wants to forgive you. Who was that person? Is anybody like that? You were rude to your parents, your mother in particular. I'm asking for that person. Please come. Just ask the Lord for mercy now. That's not the way to go. Ask the Lord. On your knees. Just tell the Lord about it that, well, I was taken over by emotion, but Lord, forgive me. Just mention that because there's a matter, there's a scripture that has spoken against that. And we have broken that scripture. I expect you to be praying. I said we should be talking to God. We should be talking to God. If you are bearing witness of anything and you want to tell the Lord about it, it's between you and God now. Can you be specific? The word of God may not come for your own case, but will you not waste your own life now tonight? Can you say, Lord, please, I am surrendering this area of my life. This is who I am. This is my ways. I am a liar. Perpetual liar. Can you surrender to God now? Can you surrender to God now? Can you say, Lord, deliver me from this way. Help my heart now. Help my heart now. Are you praying? I didn't hear your prayer. Please, can we pray? Oh, you have everything. Your way is correct. If your way is correct, God will be speaking like this. You will drop in the mind of our Father to say, talk to them about keeping their ways. Will you go to God in prayer and say, Lord, 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 deliver me from this? I expect you to, if it's burning you, you will burn it out in prayer. You will burn it out in prayer. You will burn it out in prayer.
You burn it out in prayer. Can you begin to plead for mercy over the issues of your life, your ways that are not God's ways? Are you a fornicator in the house? Will you beg God? Say, this is not the way to go. This is not the way to go. Please help me, Lord. Please help me, Lord. I'm surrendering. It's a surrendering prayer now. Give me your heart, my son, and observe my ways. Can you give the Lord your heart tonight? Please let me inform you ahead. Your heart is deceitful. Your heart devises ways that are not right. Surrender your heart to the Lord now. Are we praying? Are you here? You know you want a fresh beginning with the Lord. I need to go down, but please can you come? You need a fresh beginning. I asked the other time if there are secret sins that you are struggling over. Can you receive grace tonight? Can you receive grace tonight? Can you look away from anyone and just say, Lord, I am here surrendering to you. I am here surrendering to you. My ways are not been right. I need a new beginning. Where are you? I need to agree with you in prayer. You need to tell God, I am serious about what I'm saying. I am serious about what I'm saying. I need a new beginning. Give me a fresh beginning. Let there be grace upon my life. Let me not go back to my vomit. Oh God, oh God. Oh God.
Just give your prayers to call upon God, that is me, oh Lord. Talk to God concerning yourself. It's not, there's a song that says, me, oh Lord. It's not my brother, it's not my sister. Now ask God, that God, please, it is me. I need a definite encounter, oh God. I need a touch, oh God, tonight. Father, encounter me, single me out, oh God. Deliver me from every secret sin. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to receive the grace, even for this world to find a space in your heart. Ask Him. Bible says, some have the word, but did not profit them. Can you pray that, Father, every seed of the word of God that I've been released tonight, let it profit me. Let it profit me, oh God. Let it germinate. Let it produce, oh God, fruits. In the mighty name of Jesus, let me begin to pray for the person God has used for us, that in the name of Jesus, that grace, greater grace, God will release upon his life, that God will replenish him. If Jesus tarries, this will not be his last. Let's pray that even as we press for that tomorrow, that God will release fresh insight, greater illumination, and there will be impact and deliverances in the mighty name of Jesus. Every case that has been mentioned tonight, pray that God intervene in this case permanently. Thank you, blessed Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want to say thank you, sir. Thank you, and I think I can be done with you. Thank you so much. God bless you in Jesus' name. Don't forget tomorrow, the grand finale during the church service tomorrow, and the combination of both the adults and the youth. But I pray that God will minister to us in Jesus' name. Let's be on our feet as we share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Let's have with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us.
Oh, yeah, good job.